up, guys? We are back for the final episode of our online dating series. How you doing, Tom?
I'm good, man. I'm finally ready to get that girl on that date through the texting.
Hell yeah. Well, if you guys want to listen to episodes 1 and 2 of the dating series, then go ahead and check it out. Anyways, we're going to get into a little more detail about that first message now.
The biggest question we always get all the time.
Exactly. So do you have any advice on the first message you should send?
I do.
Let's say you have already a great bio. You have great photos. This is assuming you already listened to parts 1 and 2.
Right.
Now you're ready to send that first message because you right swiped and she right swiped. Right. Now, what do you say?
Right. My biggest thing for my success is you have to say something based on her pictures. And this goes back to our first point of like setting up your pictures well enough where you can give them something to talk about. Right. So my biggest thing is, if you see her on a hiking picture, that's what your first message is going to be. You see the dogs, and obviously, if you have something in common with any of her pictures, that's your go-to. If you see she loves surfing and you love surfing, automatic.
So your recommendation would be to send something more situational and dependent on the specific pictures that you see on her profile.
Right, and because my biggest thing, too, is girls get hit up a lot more than guys do, and they see it all compared to what we see.
Right.
And if you are going to do your cup and paste shit, it's likely they've seen it. Or they have friends who also got your exact same message. So if you tailor make it just a little bit, it doesn't have to be a big thing. Just very, very minor. That will go a long way.
Now, if you do copy and paste, I'm not completely against it. It does need to sound somewhat original. And it does definitely need to be tailored, such as like you filling in their name at the very least, if you copy and paste. Do not send, "Hey, smiley face, how's it going, beautiful?" and copy and paste that to 20 other girls you match with. One, that's a terrible message. And two, they probably know you copy and pasted it.
100%. And if like, if you change that name, just remember to change it when you're going to copy and paste it. You're not going to be sending "Hey Jenny" to Stephanie, Patricia, and Aaron.
Okay. And you'd be surprised how often guys mess this up.
Oh, every time.
And I personally have messed it up many times myself.
Me too. So my biggest thing, definitely want your input, Gene, on this more situational, because I just think it's, they'll look like you actually care.
Okay? Uh-huh. Situational, yes. You do need to look like you care. If you're going to point something out, point something out that's worthy of getting a response, and point something out where you flip that or back around on her to give you an answer. And better than a yes or no question is something she analyzes.
Right.
And she goes into more detail,
right?
Don't ask her a yes or no question, because now, let's say you get a yes or no answer. Now you have to come up with another question.
Right. Now I gotta think. And it just turns into like a interrogating interview style. And she's like, "Wow, this is really romantic. Yes. What about this?"
Right.
"No."
And you also want the conversation to be 50-50, right? You don't want to be sending her a paragraph and then she sends you back a thumbs up.
Isn't that the big, that's the funniest thing I always see when guys will send us their screenshots. And I'm like, "Are you in the one on the right?" Like, I don't have to read it. But you just see the bubble size. And it's like, first off, it's like a 3-to-1. She clearly doesn't care, or you're not asking the right questions. So I think bubble size is extremely important.
Right. And let's say you did ask a great question. It was witty. It was kind of funny. It was creative. And you asked an open-ended question where you can get a bigger answer than a yes or no. And she still gives you a thumbs up. Well, then she can go fuck off.
Right. You'll be okay. There's 50 others right behind her. But you said a really interesting word, and I kind of want to dive in a little bit on it. You mentioned witty. And I know in our first two episodes, we talk a lot about wittiness. And you'll hear a lot of other podcasts and dating relationship people out there who say, "Just be witty, Gene. Hey, Gene, be witty." And you sit there and you go, okay. And you're like, what does that mean? Like, what does wittiness mean? And how do you be witty, Gene?
It's difficult to explain. It's kind of like teaching someone who wants to get better at golf, like, "Hey, just hit it straight." Like, you know, like it's just not good advice. It is something that you, whether you kind of have that sense of wittiness or you don't. However, there are things that you can do to teach yourself wittiness or learn from. And Tom, you actually brought up a good point just right before we started recording. What's your advice?
My advice is, because we get this question, how do I be witty? How do you be funny? And I mean, Gene and I are both pretty naturally very charismatic and funny, I would like to say. And when I help people with this, I say, number one, you have to watch stand-up. You have to watch stand-up and not just, of course, enjoy it, but you need to study it. You need to study how Chris D'Elia, Nikki Glaser, Joe Rogan, how these amazing comics build up their story. They deliver it. They might do, Nikki Glaser does this all the time where it's a lot of misdirection. Where she'll say a story like, oh, I know where she's going. And then her last punchline, you didn't see coming. So right, that's extremely witty. And I want you to study exactly how they deliver it. And I know Gene here is actually a very successful stand-up comic in the LA area. He has shows all around this area. And he'd probably give you firsthand advice on how you can actually study stand-up.
Yeah, so you could actually study stand-up starting off with books. It's actually something that you can, a skill that you can actually teach yourself. However, with that being said, it doesn't necessarily make you good with women. That's a completely different thing, right? So you do need to understand laws of attraction, and you also need to understand sense of humor. Now, you might say something really funny, but if it comes off as creepy, then you've already struck out. You might say something hilarious, but if it comes off as, you know, a little too try hard or a little too needy, you're going to strike yourself out again, right?
So there's like a big internal piece in this whole wittiness. You have to believe this is funny. Because if she's like, oh, that was rude or that was whatever, and you go, oh, I'm so sorry. Is this a funny joke? And she's going to like, no, because I already called you out on your confidence. Like, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you need to own your sense of humor, whether it's dark or it's dry. I have a very dry sense of humor. Gene's is hella fucking dark. And he loves it. He owns it. And he makes the whole room laugh, even if they don't agree with that more sense of humor. And mine's a lot more dry. It's a lot more like South Park, Family Guy, Friends kind of thing. And it depends what you resonate with. But whatever your sense of humor is, I want you to own it. And if anyone tries to shake you on it, you cannot let that affect you.
Okay, so let's get back on Tinder, right? How does this pertain to Tinder? What are some good messages that a guy should send? A guy should send to a girl.
And I think the biggest thing is you need to look at the pictures, number one. Or if she has something in her bio that's somewhat you can work off of. So, like, let's just say she has the classic puppy one. And a great one that if I were to think of on top of my head would be like, where'd you steal that puppy from? I thought of that right on the spot. Not bad. Because it's not open-ended. She has to respond. She go, haha, I actually didn't steal it. It's mine. Or it's my sister's. And then you can, it's a lot easier to work off with than, is that your dog? Yes.
Right. Cool.
Thanks. And then you show a little bit of your sense of humor and she might joke around. And if she responds with that, with her sense of humor, like, oh, haha, I stole it from Hugh Hefner. Or not Hugh Hefner.
Wow, Tom. Telling me I have a dark sense of humor.
Yeah.
And then he goes straight into a
beaver.
I
don't know.
A dead guy. And now he's laughing.
Maybe I have the dark one.
Anyways,
I stole
guys.
From Justin Bieber. And you can go anywhere you want from that, as long as it's not yes or no. And if she reciprocates the humor, you're in.
Right.
Yeah.
I think a good... It's very difficult to tell you guys without seeing the profile, without seeing the match, without seeing your pictures, without seeing their pictures, to tell you, hey, copy and paste and send this, and this will for sure work. That's why we're trying right now to give you guys ideas and topics to stay on rather than... hey, copy and paste this. So I think a good sense of advice on this would be to be witty or I wouldn't necessarily, I don't think funny is the right word. I think witty, charismatic are the right definitions, adjectives to describe your opening line to her. I would say witty along with an open-ended question is your best thing.
100%.
Uh-huh. So what Tom just did with the... hey, where'd you steal that dog from? Is a great line because one, it shows that you're not going to just ask a plain old question like, hey, what kind of dog is it? Or whose dog is that? Right? It's because she has to actually have to answer it. And it also throws in a little bit of sense of humor. So it's, you get the best of both worlds.
And also, I mean, going off the wittiness too, I think self-deprecation is one of the best forms of humor. I mean, our whole podcast is a self-deprecating title. It shows you a lot of confidence. And you're just going to own it. Whatever you're given, she's going to give you shit, and that's okay. You just have to own it, and you will have to send it back. Don't be rude, but whatever humor she sends at you, you own it, and you send it back at her. Make it like a little tennis match.
Okay, so can you give us an example of what you mean by self-deprecating?
Oh, man. I would say if you If you see a picture, just thinking this on top of my head, if you see a picture of her hiking or surfing, and I would send one like, wow, that's amazing. You can actually surf. I can barely get on the board. Kind of, it's not necessarily that good, but it's implying that I'm just not athletic at all in terms of surfing.
Right.
And you may need to help me. And how's that for a date?
Right, right. Now, I do want to emphasize one thing here, guys. The self-deprecating thing, there is a fine line, because what you don't want to be like is like, hey, I'm a fucking loser,
right,
and I don't have any friends, and look how terrible my life is. That is literally the most unattractive thing you could do on a dating website. So please do not take the self-deprecating thing too far. I think a funny self-deprecating thing, being someone who is Asian and who does comedy, is I make Asian jokes all the time. So an example of Tom's dog thing would be like, oh my God, that looks delicious. Where did you get it? Right? So that would be like something I would use, right? If you're white, please do not say that, because they're going to think you're a serial killer. Also, maybe you want to add like a laughing crying emoji at the end, or like the Asian emoji or something, because someone might take that the wrong way. You might go to jail if you use that line. So please don't copy and paste that.
And I think,
watch, the girl doesn't even have a picture of a dog, and you're just like, yeah, wow, you, that looks delicious.
You're like, my bathing suit picture? Like, yeah. Anyway, so that's perfect advice. And again, you just have to own it. If anyone were to call Gene and be like, that was racist, and Gene would be like, I'm Asian. What do you mean? That's like what our stereotype is. Right. So
this would be an example where you would not tease the other person as an opening line based on their race. That would, you might be joking, but to them reading that, they don't understand your sense of humor. They could take that as, oh, this person's being racist, right?
Great. Okay, so that's great. That's your opening message. Your opening message is witty, you're self-deprecating, you're using the pictures. I mean, obviously, every guy knows, every woman loves humor, right? If you can make a girl laugh, that's why stand-up comedians hook up with the hottest girls I've ever seen. And there's a reason. If you can show that humor and that self-deprecation and the wittiness, I think you'll be golden. So after you do the wittiness thing, you do the self-deprecating thing, and you're kind of doing like a little back and forth bantering, little tennis match going on. Now what?
Okay, so let's say she replies something back, you reply back, she replies again. Now you have about 4 to 5 back and forths. My advice would be always to try to convert that into an actual lead as fast as possible. Because you don't know, if you keep messaging her on Tinder, she can get bored.
Yep.
She could stop using the app. Her fucking phone could die and she could be somewhere away from her charger. Like, you don't know what's going to happen, right? So you want to convert that as soon as possible to an actual phone number or an actual Instagram. Either of those work. A phone number is a little more serious, and Tom, definitely chime in, let me know what you think. Phone number to me is a little more serious, but it does definitely show a lot more intent, and you're a lot more likely to actually take it somewhere. Whereas an Instagram to me is more casual, so it's better in that aspect. However, it might lead more to like, I'm going to start watching some of your stories and feel you out. And then like, I might respond to one of your stories later on. And then like, we're going to be friends, and then maybe we'll meet up.
Right. I think you phrased that beautifully. I think that Instagram is a lot more of like a slow roll, where like, if you think maybe she's not in the same town as you are, like, maybe you don't live by each other, I would go for the Instagram. Because if she's like, hey, I'm coming to visit Arizona or LA or Minnesota, for that never happens, but I'm coming to visit LA in a month, she'll DM you that. And you're like, cool, let's go do X, Y, and Z. But if she lives right down the street, you go for that number. Because what you said, it's much more personal. And it's likely she is checking her text messages way more often than her Tinder messages. So if you can get off of that Tinder, that's number one. You need that, because she's gonna associate you with every other guy who's trying to chat her up on Tinder. You get in her phone, you're gonna be like a normal ass dude who she can actually, there's potential. So how do we get from the Tinder to the number?
From the Tinder to the number, I would just be straight away with it. Currently, what I'm implementing is actually Zoom call dates.
Nice, little FaceTime.
Yeah, and we're saying this because at the time of this recording right now, we're dealing with the coronavirus lockdown in Los Angeles. A Zoom call or a FaceTime, even not during the coronavirus, is actually a great way, because you can show the girl your personality, who you are. You can also show her kind of where you live and kind of like how your lifestyle is. Right. You could show her your more sides to you than just photos, mm-hmm. because that's what Tinder is. It's just photos. And really, like, you could be a weirdo in person. And I've dealt with it myself. I've gone on dates with girls and they've just been very strange people. Yeah, so. Yeah. I think a FaceTime is a great way to translate that into a date. Mm-hmm. Or you can go, if you're confident in the match and that you have somewhat of a connection with her and she looks like she's putting in, like we were saying earlier, like 50-50, and it's not you sending a paragraph and her spending you back an emoji, I would just honestly try to go straight into a date.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So how do we get on that date? And I think, by the way, I know we're prefacing a lot of this as a male to female, but a lot of this advice is transferable through all preferences and all orientations. Women, if you on Bumble, if you like think a guy's cute, I would definitely do this witty, self-deprecating thing, because no girls are doing that at all. They think, hey, smiley face is plenty, and it's just not true.
Uh-huh.
And I want a lot of the women that listen to this as well.
Right. If you, ladies, if you think this guy is a catch and he has great pictures, he seems like a great guy, cool bio, chances are a lot of other women are going to think the exact same 100%. Thing, which means you need to make a difference on an app like Bumble where you have to message him first. So don't just send a hey smiley face. That's what every other person does. So be creative. Do some of the techniques that's Tom and I just showed you guys. In terms of going for the date, I think you need to, the conversation needs to be, as the male messaging them, the conversation, you need to start steering it in a direction of getting the date. So maybe you talk to her about her dog, and on the dog, in the picture with the dog, she's on a hike, right? Then you can go for the, hey, we should go on a hike sometime with your dog. I'd love to meet your dog, right? So you're sending a little bit of a flirty vibe, like, hey, I don't really care about meeting you, right, but you're trying to meet the dog, and you're setting up a date because you're now going hiking.
She knows, like, she knows what you're doing. It's not
exactly,
it's cute, but she knows.
Exactly.
So that's a great point. And I think this goes back to what we said earlier about the pictures in the previous episodes. You want to have that pictures that will seed the date. And I think a good reason is to justify it. And I don't like when I ask girls out, I do not like saying sometime. I think sometime is like the worst thing you can, one of the worst things you can say, because it's so vague.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas all my successful dates, they're all like, hey, I think we should go hiking. It's supposed to be a beautiful day on Tuesday. Let's go for a hike. Let's go hike Runyon at 3. Bring your dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, that's very specific. It shows a lot of confidence. You're taking the initiative. And I think she's going to be like, let me check my schedule. And she's like, oh, Tuesday works. Perfect. I will pick you up, or I'll meet you, whatever you want to do. And I think the more specific you are, the more specific that she will have to respond.
Okay, so I do agree on that, mm-hmm. but let me play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
What if she says, I can't do Tuesday?
That's fine.
What do you say? I would say Wednesday? What do you say?
I would say, I've done it all. I've said, let's do Thursday. Let's do, like, when are you free? Or, like, actually, what?
But now you also don't want to seem like you're going on a hike just for her.
Right.
Right? Because you're like, hey, I can't do Tuesday. And you're like, oh, that's fine. What about Tuesday? What about Wednesday? What about Thursday? What about Friday, right?
So I would say that's a great point. You want her to join the thing that you're already doing. So you're like, you know, I usually go on my hikes Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Do any of those 3 days work for you to join me?
Right. And so I think that's a great response.
Right. Because you don't want to change your schedule in accordance to her, right? So it just comes off very beta. And ladies, same thing. Don't alter your schedule for a guy. If you can find that mutual commonality that you both enjoy, you should already be doing it, and then him or her to join you. And I think that's a great start.
Okay. So what if the male looking to take the girl on a date doesn't want to go on a hike? Are there any nighttime activities?
Again, it just comes down to your conversation. I think the biggest thing is if she hates, because a lot of girls really, for a date, hiking isn't the most appealing. Because they're going to be sweaty.
Yeah.
They might be exhausted. They're not going to feel sexy. They want to look
good. Yeah. Right.
So that's why I think a dinner isn't necessarily bad. If you have a really good experience with a dinner, and it's like a fun, like a hibachi kind of thing, and she loves that, you should do that. She loves sushi. Get your sushi and then go do something else. Go for a picnic on the beach while eating sushi. She loves both of those things.
Also depends on what both of the people are looking for, right?
Right.
Let's say they're looking for a hookup, which every girl has in their bio, no hookups, but let's be real. You're on Tinder for a reason. You're not on Tinder looking for your next husband. Maybe you are. I don't know. I don't want to generalize here. It's
crazy.
It definitely happens.
Some people get married off Tinder.
Yep. Tons of people. I have a very good looking girlfriend and guy friend that met off Tinder, and they're like supermodels.
Yeah.
And you would think like, oh, these people just meet people all the time. Nope. They met on Tinder.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, what do you
think? The guy is a professional athlete. He plays in the MLB.
He's on Tinder?
He's a pitcher. Yep. He's Canadian. He's like 6'6".
People are going to do some research right
now. Yeah. He's like 6'6". Like, such a good looking dude. Super cool. And the girl's like an Instagram model.
They're like Tinder.
Yeah. And they met off Tinder.
That's insane.
Right. Right.
He can't. That's, I don't know. I have a weird, this is a different episode entirely, but I have a weird philosophy with online dating. Like, are you actually busy? Do you not just put yourself out there? Like, you see someone cute at the grocery store, are you not going to go say something? There's an element of confidence and laziness, I think, as well. But
I'll give you guys my go-to. Yeah. Here's my go-to. And being a guy that's been somewhat successful on online dating, I will say this has worked for me. My go-to is to do an activity at night on a weekday so that it doesn't collide with like you, the girl, and her girlfriend's birthdays, plans on Saturday night and things like that. But to do something earlier in the evening time that can transition into possibly you guys hanging out later at the crib.
Right.
So this is my go-to. My go-to is to meet at my place so that I can drive us. Right. So then we meet at my place. Maybe we take a couple shots. Maybe we just casually talk. Maybe I just show her around the apartment and around where I live. And then I will, if we drink, I'll take an Uber with her to Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's.
Yes.
And you talked about that earlier with her. Like, hey, we're going to go eat and then we're going to go play some games.
I will usually keep it like very vague. Okay. I'll be like, hey, let's go grab some food and do something fun.
Okay.
Now, if they say, hey, what do you mean by fun? Then I'll usually say something like, hey, Dave and Buster's is a blast on like Tuesday nights or something like that.
I bet you can't beat me in air hockey.
Uh-huh.
Like, something you want to make her like kind of.
Right. You know. Right. Exactly. Or I'll even do bowling. Oh, bowling seems like a not so exciting thing. But when it's just you and a girl, it's a great like one-on-one chill, catch up, because you're not like so focused on bowling. I don't think anyone is.
Well,
unless you're a professional bowler. Or you can have some conversation. You could be eating nachos, drinking a Diet Coke vodka, and then still playing bowling, right?
I agree. Like, if you both suck at bowling and you both get like a 20, like that's just a funny thing. Uh-huh. Or like if you keep getting in the gutter, or like you want to create that story where she's going to go back to her girlfriends and be like, you'll never believe what happened on a date. He spilled, and then, like, he tripped, and we went bowling. Like, you want this whole thing for her to describe rather than being like, we went out to eat and have a good conversation. Like, that's just, she wants it to explain to her girlfriends this amazing event.
Right, right. So, yeah, something like that is always a great recommendation because you're not only eating food with them, you're automatically, if you're going bowling, you're going Dave and Buster's, anywhere, you're automatically guaranteeing yourself at least 2 hours with them.
Minimum.
Uh-huh. Whereas in a dinner could be like, oh, I got to go after this, right? If they're going Dave and Buster's with you, you got 2 hours with them. Right. So you eat some food there. You play some games. This is also an insanely cheap date. Yeah. It's not really going to cost any more than $50 max. That's including Ubers. That's including the burgers that you're going to eat at Dave and Buster's. That's including one or two drinks each and $10 in games, right? So this is a super cheap option you can do.
And what's great thing about, sorry to interrupt, a great thing about Dave and Buster's too, is you can like bet. You can do some gambling. You can say, I will bet you a kiss if I don't beat you in air hockey. Or if you beat me in basketball, that means you're paying for ice cream, and which only gets you more time. Uh-huh. And so like you can make a lot of fun with the betting and the gambling to make her want to stay.
Uh-huh.
Or him, whatever. And It gives you more time and you can get a kiss out of it.
And this is assuming that the date's going well, guys. And you want to build up to a bet, right?
Yeah.
You want to, maybe the first bet is like you guys go play skee ball and you're like, I get to dare you to do anything I want, the winner. And then she thinks, okay, this guy's going to try to kiss me, whatever. Yeah. And then you go and tell her, yeah, I want you to go ask that guy out over there.
Yeah, or, go flirt with that guy.
Yeah, or I want you to go twerk on that 12-year-old boy. Actually, probably shouldn't do that. Is that? That sounded creaky. All right. Why? I didn't need to say the age. I don't know, dude. Dave and Buster's, there's a lot of kids, all right? I wasn't thinking
that. They don't guard people.
All right, guys, that's not what I meant.
I'm talking about 12-year-old boys. I'm talking about 12-year-old boy.
Anyways, guys.
I talk about dead Hugh Hefner, and you're talking about... Anyway, wait, actually, so this is a big question. Let's say that first date goes amazing. Maybe not amazing. It goes good. It's like not a little bit better than neutral. How do I get the second date? Let's just say, she may not put out on the first date. He may not want to just go home with you right away. And you want to get that second date.
This doesn't really have to deal with the topic of online dating, because once you've met up with her, it becomes an actual human to human interaction.
Yeah.
But in terms of just answering your question and getting the second date, I would say it really depends on how the first one went, right?
Yeah.
If the first one went well and it seems like the objective of the first date is not to get laid, but rather to hang out with the person and see how things go, then I would recommend cutting things the first date a little bit shorter. If that is your objective, right? Me personally, if I'm going on a date, I would like to hang out with someone as long as possible, maybe even go back to their place or my place and possibly have them sleep over. But if that's not your goal, I would try to end things on the first date a little bit early and then try to set up the second. I would try to set up the second one as soon as possible. What I would not recommend, whether it's getting the phone number off Tinder, off Instagram, even setting up a second date, is waiting. A lot of people think, I remember even like maybe about 10 years ago, everyone used to be like, all right, make sure you get their number. You got to wait 3 days. You don't text them. No, that stuff does not work.
Swimming after you eat. Go do it.
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to do it as early and as often and as quick as possible, because some other guy she could be matching with on Instagram or on Tinder the next day, and you could lose out on your opportunity.
Right. And even if she's not that stunning Instagram girl, maybe she might be a 6 or a 7, which is fine, but I still guarantee she is getting chatted up way more than you think. Even the girls who, you're like, well, I'll give it a shot. She's not my physical type, but let's give it a shot. She's still getting chatted up way more than you. It doesn't matter.
100%. 100%.
And I think another really interesting point, what you were saying, is to get the Instagram versus the number through Tinder. I have found in my experience that if she's like, hey, what's your number? She's like, let me just give you my Instagram. That means she doesn't trust you. You need to get to know her more for her to give you your number. It's a really good indicator to kind of like see where you are in the conversation. Ladies, this goes for you too. If a guy isn't comfortable with just giving you the number right away, he's like, here's my IG. That just shows you need to talk to him more, okay? And if she says, I don't really know you that well, it's giving you my number, just keep talking. She will. If she is comfortable with giving you her number, you're in an amazing spot, and then you can go back to everything that we said earlier.
Don't like try to beg for the number either.
No, hell no.
Uh-huh.
Hell just no.
If she says Instagram, be like, okay, cool. Get her Instagram. And then keep talking to her.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a no, do not be reactive to any sort of rejection. If she's responding, number one, you're in a good spot. I think most guys say like, she only said this and this and this. I'm like, she responded. And it didn't take her a week to respond. She responded in an hour. She definitely is somewhat intrigued.
Right.
She could easily just be like, delete. And she has 300 right behind you.
I've gotten plenty of numbers where I'm like, all right, things are going well. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to ask her out.
Yep.
And I send that first text, nothing. Yep. Send a second text a day later, nothing. Yep. Third, fourth, nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing. And you're like, wow, what the hell happened? And sometimes it just does work that way. But if you are getting at least somewhat of a response from her, then you know you're doing something right.
Yes, that's extremely important. And even if it doesn't work out, I want you to use this episode to always have it as a reference where you can always be like, I kind of forgot what Tom and Jean said for this online thing. Let me rewatch this. Because when you get the skill set and this kind of like overarching like structure for men and women, overarching structure, you'll be good. Because we think personal lines are garbage. It only works for the people that are saying it. If I say, say this line every time for you to get a date 100% of the time, they're bullshit. That's a marketing ploy. So we want to give you guys a structure, which you then create your own line, which is going to be very authentic to you, which is likely more to get a response.
Mm-hmm. If you guys want a line, I'll give you guys one.
Okay, cool. Get everything I just said.
I'll give you guys one, but I've had great success from it. This may or may not work for you. This may or may not work for the girl, but this is one that works well for me. Well, you don't realize how many times I had a swipe left to find you. Super simple, gets a little chuckle out of them, and that's it, right? So there's a line for you guys if you clicked on this podcast hoping to get a line.
Yeah, that's your one line. Again, we are very adamant on the wittiness and self-deprecating. So really study your stand-up. Study like improv. Like if you can take an improv class, do it. If you have to study like Whose Line Is It Anyway or like a SNL kind of thing, do it. Because it's extremely fast thinking and it will condition you to think really on your feet. And you can come up with those really fast zingers and those like one hitters that they just will die laughing. And you'll be in an amazing spot.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.